You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So there was a little survey that came out about first world problems. Should we explain what that means?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so like a third world problem would be like not having, you know, drinking, clean drinking water.
Right.
Not having, you know, a place to go to the bathroom. Yeah, having no food. You get all the way up to the first world, and we're so spoiled that, you know, the worst thing to us.
My Wi-Fi's down.
Exactly. And that made the list.
Did it really?
Of the top 10.
I hate that.
First world problems. We just cannot be bothered with the fact that our Wi-Fi is down. Or this, having a bad signal on your cell phone.
Oh, the struggle is real.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Oh, it sucks.
Can you hear me now?
That's why I always liked Louis C.K. did that whole bit about it's going to space. And if you haven't seen that, you should probably go onto YouTube and just search Louis C.K.
Yes.
It's going to space.
It's a funny bit.
And it really points out just how freaking spoiled we always are. So before I give you number one, do you want to take some more shots at it, or do you want to talk with our listeners about it?
You know what I hate
it?
Is when you have hard-boiled eggs. Like, I have a special device that I actually cook my hard-boiled eggs in that I had to go purchase. I can purchase eggs, but when you hard-boil the eggs and they don't peel right, and then you get mad as hell,
you throw
the egg in the sink. Yeah, that is a first-world problem right there.
You know what I hate? When you go to Bed Bath & Beyond and you forget your 20% off coupon.
Oh!
And then
struggle.
That cashier does not show any love. And I'm like, don't you have one right there behind under the counter?
They have stacks of them. Stacks of them.
And he's like, no, sorry, I don't. And you're like, you really, really?
Yes.
First world problem.
I even had a friend who used to just brag, said, well, I just keep my coupon on my phone. I just have to flash my phone.
Oh, well, look at you.
Pin a rose on your nose.
God, I was like, how do you do that? So that is a first world problem. Let's see. People who sell stuff door to door made the list. That's a first world problem. Wanting to log into one of your accounts, but you can't remember that password.
Oh, my God. You, princess, are guilty of that. You're over.
Oh, my God. Because I have to have like 400 passwords for all these different things. And the ones that have to change every 30 days, for what reason, we don't know.
None at all.
Right. So North Korea doesn't get into your Hotmail account. So
they don't know that our fridge at work needs cleaned. Get your Tupperware.
Getting a call from an unknown number and not knowing whether to answer or not.
We talked about that on Friday. Like, do you ever Google numbers that come up on your phone? You don't know where they are.
I do that.
I do too.
I have learned that.
Who is this?
I've learned that if you Google the number that comes up on your phone, all right, you find out there are sites on there that, and they're very helpful. They'll tell you, yes, this is a spammer, this is a hacker, this is a this is that. And then you can go onto your iPhone and you can block that call.
Yep.
So they never bother.
Technology.
First world.
Well, yeah, so what's the opposite of a first world problem? Like, first world high five. Like, I just blocked a spam number.
Winning.
Like, what?
Don't you hate when your DVR is full, too, and you get pissed because you can't record something?
Or it's you recorded the football game and it's, you know, and you didn't do an extra 15 minutes. So, yeah, it cuts off right before.
Some kids can't eat.
Someone just died because they're starving.
Come on.
Just now.
So here's what people in a survey listed as the number one first world problem.
Okay. Oh, God, we're going to hate ourselves.
You're going to hate yourself. Having a runny nose.
It's really annoying, you guys.
That was number one on the list, having a runny nose.
Well,
you know, there was a picture last week of Demi Lovato. She was out on her old snowmobile having a lovely holiday with her boyfriend. She had a bit of a runny nose. What did she do?
She had the snot going?
Yep. She took a tampon, cut it in two, and stuck one up either nostril and took care of that runny nose.
I got to give it a shot. I got to try it.
I mean, especially if you get the super absorbency, it's a
really
great idea.
We worry about first world problems with runny nose, and then the other people around the world who are fighting off Ebola.
You know, they don't even have noses.
They have blood coming out of their eyeballs, and yet we have the sniffles, and that just ruins everything.
This Kleenex is not aloe vera Kleenex.
You get the raw nostrils. I get it.
So should we ask for more first world problems?
Yeah, we want
Slide it up.
Here comes Melody. Good morning, Melody. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
So what's a first world problem?
Well, exactly what I'm doing right now. I'm running late for work, and I'm calling a radio station, and I know on my way to work I'm going to hit all those red lights.
Red lights.
Hey, I'm glad you reminded me, because we have issues with all the red lights on Colorado Boulevard driving to work in
the
morning.
It's a disaster.
I've got to make another call to the city of Denver.
I think supposedly if you keep the speed limit, then you're supposed to hit them all perfectly, but that never seems to work.
Supposedly, but not on Colorado.
No, not on Colorado.
At all.
I know coming up Lincoln into downtown, you can do that. If you do like it about 28 to 30 miles an hour, you can hit every light perfectly.
Yeah, you've got
to
run.
That's kind of hard to do, though.
I know, because we're in a hurry, right,
Melody?
Right.
We've got places to be.
That's the speed limit.
Listen,
what?
Have a great day, okay?
All right, you too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Yeah, guys, remind me to call about Colorado Boulevard.
They know you by name there now.
Yeah. Actually, it's funny. The guy that I talked to about the lights, his name is Dominic also. So it's one Dom to another.
It's the universe.
Here's Krista. Hello, Krista. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Give us a first world problem.
I hate it when my phone is dying and I don't have enough chargers in every single room, so I have to go to a different room, unplug a charger, take it to the room that I want to be, and then eventually I have to take it back to the other room.
Walking. I hate walking.
And you better hope that you have an outlet close enough to you that the cord reaches so you can still use your phone while it's charging.
I was listening to somebody crowing a while back about having a charger, Krista, with a 6-foot cord. And I thought, really, is that big of a deal? And suddenly, I gave it a little bit of thought. I went out and bought one with a 6-foot cord.
Yeah. It's good. You can lay in bed with it.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes a huge difference.
It really does.
Your phone could be in the family room, and you can lay in bed with it.
We have a portable charger in our house, so we don't even need the long wires. We just carry the charger
around. How does that
work?
Oh, yeah, a little battery pack?
Yep.
Yeah.
Krista, have a great day.
Thank you.
Appreciate being on
the
show.
I love it, and I hate it all at the same time.
Here's Liz. Good morning, Liz. Welcome.
Good morning, guys.
So what's a first world problem?
When your two-day Amazon Prime shipping doesn't come in 2 days.
Oh. That's so funny.
Damn it. They told me 2 days and it was
That's right. You're paying for that.
That's true. And you planned your outfit on those shoes that were supposed to come in 2 days?
Oh, yeah.
Liz, you try to hang in there as best you can, okay?
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks for listening.
That's pretty funny.
Listen to all these first world problems. Here's Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi.
What is yours?
My first world problem is when the line at Starbucks is too long in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I got to one-up that. I went to a Starbucks last weekend, still within a holiday-esque season. They were out of pumpkin spice, Sarah.
Oh, my gosh.
No, right now
I'm sitting in the line, and it's like 5 quarts deep, and I don't know what to do with myself.
Wait a minute. Are you in line at Starbucks right now?
Yeah.
Oh, in your warm car.
She's the one sticking out onto Santa Fe because the line's too long, you know? She's like, I don't care. I need my sugar.
I need my triple pump.
You better hope they have pumpkin spice when you get up there.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Drive carefully, Sarah. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
Have a great day. Who's next?
She sounds so miserable.
Did you hear five cars?
Five whole cars. Here's Shelly. Hello, Shelly.
Hey, good morning.
Give us a first world problem.
Oh, my gosh. When the toilet paper keeps breaking off one square at a time.
And it's one ply?
Yes. So annoying.
You don't have to say anything else. You might have won. Listen, thanks for being on the show, okay?
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.